Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Addiction. It's not something people often talk about openly, especially if they're running for public office. But at this moment in time, there are two Boston political candidates coming out, if you will, discussing their battles with substance use. Some say that openness might resonate with voters. Others say it could backfire. This morning, WBUR's Deborah Becker takes a look.
Perhaps the most dramatic recovery story on the campaign trail in Boston is from at-large city council candidate Jack Kelly.
I got hooked on OxyContin, and then I got into heroin, and I lived a life of crime for a while. Up until 22 when I got my life sober and I changed. I had a 3-page criminal record. I still have it, and I'm running for political office.
A political candidate not only acknowledging drug use, but addiction, is a dramatic shift from the days when a politician would try to disavow any substance use. One of the most well-known examples may be this 1992 response from former President Bill Clinton.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
We have come a long way.
Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry says drug and alcohol use is not quite as taboo for a politician as it was 20 years ago. And with so much information online, a candidate needs to take steps to control the narrative.
The driving force is that if your background is uncovered by a journalist, it becomes a scandal. If you go public with it and get out front with it, then it becomes a very powerful narrative of redemption.
One of those powerful stories is from Boston mayoral candidate Marty Walsh.
As an adult at the age of 28, I went into treatment for alcoholism, and I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been sober for over 18 years.
Like many others dealing with a substance use disorder, Walsh has been involved with Alcoholics Anonymous. As the name suggests, participation in such a group is not public. In fact, most AA members actively avoid publicity, politics, and any kind of promotion. But part of the recovery work is reaching out to support and protect others in the group. So while there's no real political muscle or mobilizing of the recovery community, there is loyalty. Boston area treatment consultant Peter Barbudo is among the leaders in the local recovery community working on Walsh's campaign.
The guy's done a lot for a lot of people. Addiction, you know, alcoholism, drug addiction has its piece, unfortunately, in every family.
As for Walsh's opponent, John Connolly, he says his family has been touched by addiction. Connolly has promised that if elected, he would create a special office in City Hall to deal with it.
An office of recovery services will go a long way toward coordinating all efforts around drug addiction and the scourge of drugs in our city.
University of Massachusetts political scientist Paul Watanabe warns, though, that all this talk about addiction could turn off some voters who might be concerned about the possibility of relapse or trusting an addict or alcoholic.
It's not a slam dunk across the board for, I would guess, the great majority of the population. It doesn't have any major bearing. For some, it may create a positive identification, and for others, it may have some negative consequences.
Addiction researchers estimate that 23 million Americans are now in recovery. According to the State Department of Public Health, more than 104,000 people were admitted to substance abuse treatment programs in Massachusetts in fiscal year 2012. More than 15% of those admissions were from Boston. Former Massachusetts health official Michael Botticelli now works on drug policy for the Obama administration. He welcomes the increased public discussion about addiction and says someday those in recovery may become an influential voting bloc.
When we've seen any kind of stigmatized issue, whether it's been HIV or whether it's been gay rights, it's really been about people who come out about their own circumstances that fundamentally change what our views of that as a society are, and also change public policy.
Botticelli says part of the reason for the increased openness may be because there's more acceptance of the research that shows addiction is a disease and not a moral failing. And Botticelli has his own recovery story.
I'm coming up on my 25th anniversary in recovery, and, you know, if you had asked me 25 years ago that I would be the deputy director of the White House Office on National Drug Control Policy, I think I would have been very surprised. So it's really, you know, an honor. But, you know, I always say that my story is not unique.
And now it's no longer a unique story on the campaign trail. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.